Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Remembering Maras Yuchyu, Nechagidl Bas Maras Rachel Esther, Racha Vatzlacham, Choma Seadeh, Bechol Yatzechal Tzeha, Miriam Brindle Bas Golda, the Bracha Vatzlacha, Bechol Maaseyadeh, Bechol Anuvim Eleha, and Leschus Yochevet Fege Bas Michal Yedisbasia, the Bracha Vatzlacha, Vibrius Hashlema. And we are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the topic of Kibud Ov Va'Em, based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Harav Manzat Zal, studying the sixth parak of the Rambam, the third Havacha. So the Gemara says that you don't have to lose money to do Kibud Ov Va'Em. So the kash is then Adama ben Asina, who refused to wake up his father, and thereby lost a lot of money, because he could have sold the gem to the Rabbanim. They wanted this gem. The key was under his father's head, who was sleeping, and he didn't wake his father up. So Kim told the Kashi, it's Michel Av, not Michel Ben. So why did Dama have to lose money for Kibud Av? That's the Kashi. As Haran makshet ha-kushiyah hazot, והר"ן מתרץ שני תירוצים. תירוץ אחד, זה לא אמרינא משל אב, אלא לכבודו. אבל שלא לצערו, יש לו לאבד כל ממון שבעולם. That we only say משל אב, if it's the covet, the father. In other words, you don't have to spend your money to be mechavid your father. You may have to spend your father's money. That's how it's covered. Aval shelo litzaro, but in order not to be nitzari your father, that's called mamon sheva oilam. You have to lose all the money in the world. Your heir davort, you have to lose all the money in the world not to cause your parents tzar. Meridik. Amish meridik. Inami. So that's why he didn't wake him up, because he would have caused him tsar. Nocha teretz ki amrina mishalov hani mili b'di ikah chesron kis, aval hasam avure ravcho be'almu. So when does it say mishal av? When does it say that it has to come from your father's funds? That's when we're talking about losing money. Losing money. You don't have to lose money. Your father wants breakfast. Let him pay for it. I mean, Alpidin, obviously, it's nice for you to pay for it. But Alpidin, it's Michel Av. But that's when it comes to Chesron Kis. But what about losing Revach? What about not gaining, not earning? There you don't, you're not allowed to be, there is no, that's not Michel Av. There you have to lose. You don't have to lose capital, but you have to lose that you're not earning new money, extra money, that you don't already have. So those are the two terutzim of the Ran. And the Ran, like Tziavot, Hani mili muchach b'gimore, v'amrina nesve, nafkamina, lebitul malacha. And this is also Muchach in the Gemara, because the Gemara says that the Nafkamina is Bitul Malacha, which means that you have to stop working for Kibud Av Va'Em. So that's Rav, that's Avurei Ravcho Be'Alma. That's not having Revach, that's not having earnings. So you have to mechavid your father, even if it means you're not earning new money. So on that, we have a kasha. First of all, as we discussed in a previous shiur, Maishna kibud, Mishaloi v'tzaroi. Kibud, says the Ran, is Mishal Av. Shaloi v'tzaroi, you have to lose all the money in the world. What's the difference? They both come from mitzvahs kibud. So why should they have different dinim? This is the erste kasha. The zweite kasha is Tzarich biur gam kein svarot shnei ha-terutzim. We have to understand the svaras of the two terutzim. Why doesn't each teretz accept the other one? The teretz of shaloi v'tzaroi, you have to lose all the money in the world, or you have to lose revach. What does one teretz sound like about the other teretz? Bikar tzorich iyun, since the Ran writes that it's muchach in the Gemara, k'teretz hasheini. The Ran writes that it's muchach in the Gemara, like the second teretz, lebitl malacha, which means you have to lose revach to be mechabit your parent. So, why is the Ran offering a teretz which isn't given by the Gemara? The Gemara gives teretz, the Ran's second teretz, Avurei Ravcha Ba'alma. And the Ran seems to say, all right, the Gemara's teretz, not muchach. Give another teretz of my alma. The Gemara's a teretz. Should be good enough for all of us. So based on what we spoke out in the previous shir, we can say as follows. That the first teretz holds that the reason of the man, the Yomer Mishal Av, who shachiyuf who covets, and as we spoke about in previous shiurim, covet isn't hotzas mamon. When you talk about covet, what does covet mean? Covet means that you give somebody respect, you give somebody honor. Giving somebody honor does not mean that you lose money for them. Das ist ein anderer Sach, im Ganzen, as they say in Spanish. That's a completely different matter. Losing money doesn't mean, covet doesn't mean that you're losing money. Aber מה שנתחייב במצוות כבוד שלא לצערו, הרי פשיטה שאיסור על המעשה המצער הוא שנאסר ממצוות עשה דכבוד. What's מסחייב from the mitzvah of covet? What's מסחייב from the mitzvah of covet? What comes out from covet is that you're not allowed to cause mitzvah. So it's pashit that the iser and the maisa that's mitzvah is aser from the mitzvah essay of covet. And if the maisa is aser, then you're not allowed to do it behefseit komam and sheboilam. Because b'gizaviya loisa say the tali b'maisa of aser b'asiya, gamim yafseit komam and sheboilam, you're not allowed to do it. Because when it comes to losses, says you have to be willing to lose all your money. And if so, you can't be matari to the kasha that here he was chayav because it's minias revach, because he's just avoiding gain. שהרי לצד זה עיקר ההבדל בין הוצאת ממון לביטול מלאכה. אינו בהפסד, או בניית רווח, על עיקר תלוי בזה, וחייב הוא במה שנוגע לעושה עצמו, ואינו חייב במה שנוגע לממונו. וכאן בהפסד שאינו מצד העושה, שיכל לעשות מלאכה אחרת, אלו הפסד בממונו, כיוון שאין דין על ממונו בכבוד, אבל להיות פטור מהפסד זה. וכן בעל כוחנו שהתירוץ הוא רק מחמת של צערו אין כל הגבלה והוצאת ממון וכנ"ל. Which means that we can't answer the kasha that he's chayav over here in the case of Dhamma, not to wake up his father, because it's minyas revach, Because according to this tzad, according to what tzad? That kavod doesn't mean hotzas mammon. But what's mischayev mimitzvah's kavod is not to be mitzari your father. So it's pashut that the iser and the maisa mitzayer is usser from the mitzvah SSAF kavod. And if the maisa is usser, then you're not allowed to do it for kol hepsei the mammon shebeolam. So according to that, the difference between the primary difference between spending money and bitul malacha, which means spending money you don't have to do, bitul malacha you do have to do. So what's the difference? The difference is not primarily hotzas mammon is a hefsed and bitul malacha is minyas revach, but rather it's a different vort. The difference between hotzas mammon and bitul malacha is that your chayiv, what relates to you personally, the oiseh, in other words, the person himself, has to be mevatel his malacha. And so we spoke about in a previous shir to explain the Rambam. That this is the chiyuv of bitul malacha, is that this is a chiyuv on you, that you, the person, has to do it, and it's not a din on your mammon. So bitul malacha means that you have to mevatel, you, the person, have to mevatel malacha, and you don't have to lose money. Meaning, bitul malacha means you're not earning money, but you're just not earning money because you're mevatel malacha in order to be mechabed your father. So it's a din in you. What you're doing, you're trying to be mechavid your father. Masha ain kain, when it comes to hefsed mammon, there it's a din on the mammon. So that's the difference between hefsed mammon and hotzas mammon and bitul malach. Hotzas mammon is a din on the mammon, and bitul malach is a din on you. Elikarot holi bezed chayav hu b'masha nogea l'oseh atzmo. It's your chayav when it's nogea to you, but not when it's nogea to your mammon. And here, the hefsed is not mitzad ha'oseh. Here the hefsed isn't mitzad ha'oseh she'achal la'asot malacha acheret. It's not pshat that I have a job, I'm a lawyer, instead of going to the law office, I go to my father and I serve him breakfast. So that is, I could have done something else and I'm losing out because I'm not doing that other malacha, and I'm serving my father. But in this case, it's hefsed memono, because it's not something else that he could be doing. Not that in this case, he could be doing malacha X, and instead he was serving his father. That's not what's happening with Dhamma. There's no other malacha that he's not doing in the meantime. Rather, this is just a direct loss on his money. That he has all this money he could earn, and he's not earning it because he's not waking up his father. So this is a din of hefsed mammon, not on bitul malacha. Kevan she'ein din on mammono b'kavod, since there is no din on his mammon, that he has to be mechaber his father with his mammon, therefore he should be patur from this loss. And therefore, Baal Korchenu, the teretz is that only because that to be Mitzara's father, there's no Hagbola, Yotzah's mammon. That's the first teretz. That in order to not to be Mitzara's father, he has to do anything. There's no hagbala in money. It doesn't matter how much money it costs you. You can't be mitzari your father. So again, according to the first teretz, the pshat is that the difference between bitul malacha and hefsed mammon is mashenogea lo isa atzma. That bitul malacha means that you're chayav to do something, in order to serve your father, even if it means you're losing money, that's nogea to you, to your maisa. And then that you're chayiv in, and then hefsid, but you're not chayiv when it directly hits your money, when it's a loss of your money. And here that's exactly what it is, not to wake up your father is a loss of money. So you can't go on to the teretz of, oh, this is like bitul malacha. Because bitul malacha is that he could be doing something else here. What else could Dhamma be doing that he would have been earning money and now he's losing? No, pshat is it's hefsid mammon. So how do you explain that hefsid mammon? The answer is because he's now going to be mitzara's father for all the money in the world. Tzaro ain't called hagbala v'otzat mammon. To be mitzara's father, there's no limit in the amount of money he can spend, that he has to spend. However, the teretz basra, the latter teretz holds that it's a din miyuchad b'mitzvah sasei zu. B'nikud l'shal mitzvot asei. K'anal migilui akrad ech katav la b'lashem kavod. U'mishum kach, omnam mitzad echad gam al tzar asu. Mehai mitzvot asei. Gam al tzar asu mehai mitzvot asei. Eino chayav lo tzi mamon. Sheri yesh no din miyuchad zeh. על המצוות עשה עצמה, אבל זה כתב הר"ן שהדין המיוחד הזה, במצוות עשה זו, לא נאמר על מניעת רווח. ואם לא כן, גם הפסד מלאכה היה פתור, אחרי תקנה, אין כל הבדל בין אדם המחויב לממונו, שהרי מצד עצמו גם ממונו היה לו להפסיד, וכחול מצוות עשה עד חומש. ובעל כורחנו שהבדל הוא בין להפסיד, בין שלא להרוויח. אם כן הוא הדין אך מחויב במניעת רווח, אז זה כתב הר"ן וכן מוכח בגמרא. Which means that the teretz basra is holding, the latter teretz is holding, that it's a special din in this mitzvah's essay. That this mitzvah's essay is different than all other mitzvah's essay. Because we have a gilui in the pasuk, that it's written b'lashon kavod. And therefore, since it's written b'lashon kavod, normally what do you have to spend on a mitzvah say? You have to spend until a fifth of your money, ad chaymesh. But here by kibbut avim, there's no din of ad chaymesh. Why not? Because the Torah uses the lashon of kavod. Since the Torah uses the lashon of kavod, and kavod doesn't involve money. So this is different from other mitzvah say. So you don't have to spend money. Mishum kachum, so because of this, so mitzar echad, and tsar, that's also for this mitzvah say, right? We have a mitzvah to be mechabi their fathers and mothers. And that includes that we're not allowed to be mitzar then, but we don't have to spend money. So therefore we shouldn't have to spend money, even not to be mitzar then, because this mitzvah essay is used, this is relation covered. And covered doesn't mean money, covered means covered. And this the Ran writes, that this special din in this mitzvah essay, that it doesn't require an expenditure of money, was not said about Menias Revach. Because if it was said about Menias Revach, then he wouldn't have to lose out in work. But he would say that he doesn't have to, say that he does have to, he does have to lose out on work. So it must be that this special din wasn't said about Menias Revach. So what then is the difference between Menias Revach and Hefsed? The difference is, Poshut. Hefsed means he doesn't have to lose. But Menias Revach means, but he has to avoid gain. Meaning if serving his father is going to mean that he's not earning money, he's not gaining. He has to still has to honor his father. So that's according to the second Teretz. According to the first Teretz, the difference is between Mashenogea Loisa Atzmo, he's Chayev, and Mashenogea Lamamono, he's not Chayev. And according to this, and that explains, that's what the Gemara means when it says Bitul Malacha. Bitul Malacha means that he has to do something for his father, but not. Lose money. If doing something, Derech Agav, he's going to lose money, then he has to lose the money. But the ikar is that he has to do for his father as opposed to spending money. And according to the second, and since we're talking about a case where he doesn't have to do anything, rather it's just losing money, so how do you explain why Dhamma doesn't have to wake up his father? The answer is because if you're sorry, your father, you obviously have to spend all the money in the world. According to the second Teretz, the difference is that since covet, it doesn't mean money. So this mitzvah is an exception to the rule. But still, you have to lose out on work. Why? Because you don't have to lose money, but you have to not earn money in order to serve your father. So he's here is Mechuyev B'Minyas Reva. And that the Ran writes, V'chein muchach b'gemora. V'haynu, shelefi ha'avana shel ha'tirutz ha'sheni b'yisod ha'din mishel av, muchach b'gemora, v'chay gav nechayav dav alei bitu melacha, aval ein zeken, v'fi ha'avana b'din zeh shel mishel av, v'sfer lele tirutz kama. In other words, when he says, V'chein muchach b'gemora, we'd ask, what is the Ram going against the Gemara? He's giving a teretz like the Ram. No. He's saying that this second teretz is muchach b'gemora, according to the Havana of the second teretz. So according to the second Teretz, Pshat in the Gemara is that you have to lose out on gain in order to honor your father. But the Ran's first Teretz also stems with the Gemara. The Ran's first Teretz is that in order not to be Mitzari, your father, you have to lose money. Why? Because he's understanding that when it says Bitul Malacha, it means that you have to serve your father, even if it means it's a chiv on the person. So he has to serve his father, even though it means he might lose out on money. He might lose out on work. He will lose out on work. But it's not a chiv klapi mamona. And yet in our case, we see there's a chiv klapi mamona that Dhamma didn't wake up his father. So if that's pshat in bitul malacha, that it's a chiv klapi the person, and here there is no inyan of bitul malacha because the Dhamma is not doing anything else. Instead of serving his father, it's not like he would have been doing something else, and now he's doing something to serve his father and thereby losing money. It's not what's happening here. And yet he's still not allowed, he still has to honor his father. So it must be, it's muchach from that not to be mitzari your father, you have to spend all the money in the world. Because bitul malacha means that you have to serve your father instead of doing your work. But here he's not serving his father instead of doing his work. So why was he obligated to honor his father? The answer is because to be mitzari, you know that you have to spend all the money in the world in order not to be mitzari your father. That's the first teretz. And the second teretz, which is mukach in the Gemara, l'fidu avana of the second teretz, is that bitul malacha means that you have to not earn money. And that's what was happening here. It wasn't pshat that he was losing capital, but he wasn't gaining extra, and he wasn't able to sell this gem. So this is the same category as bitul malacha. He was losing out on extra gain. According to the first teretz, bitul revach isn't bitul malacha. It's two separate things. So how do you explain the fact that he didn't wake up his father? That's bitul revach and bitul malacha. Must be not to be mitzari your father. You have to spend money. According to the second teretz, bitul revach and bitul malacha are the same thing. And here it's bitul revach. So it's mitzad bitul malacha, like the teretz of the Gemara. Givaldik. V'ayen baritva. בקידושין דף למד בית המגלב, שהוא כתב לתרץ מהדדם הבן נתינה, והתם דלו הפסיד משלו, אלא העברת רווח באלמה, לא חשיב דבר האבוד. ולא חיסרון כיס, כי דפריש ננמי לעניין מלאכת חול המועד, העברת הרווח לא חשיב דבר האבוד, ואסור למכור פרקמטיה. The Ritva says, the answer to this kasha of Tamid ben Esina, that there, shelo hifsid mishelo, he didn't lose his own money. Rather, he wasn't earning extra money. This isn't considered devar avod. It's not considered that he's losing any money. It's not considered cheslon kis, as we explained, legabe melechas chol hamoed, shehavarat revach, not to gain, earn extra money, isn't considered devar avod. And therefore, you're not allowed to open up your store. You're not allowed to be moicher pragmatia. You're not allowed to macht geschäften an cholamoy. Now the Chan was machriach his teretz from bittul malacha. In other words, the Ran says, you know why he didn't wake his father up? Because this das shaft bittul malacha. This is a mitzvah. This is a matzav of bittul malacha. When he doesn't wake up his father, why isn't he waking up his father? Because bittul malacha means not earning extra money. Minyas revach. So this is a case of Minyas Rebach, Shalom Yisrael. The Ritva lo stapek im ze. The lo yama speak b'shvilo. The Ritva has to bring rice from Chol HaMoed. Why does the Ritva have to bring from Chol HaMoed? Vifaltu arayin Chol HaMoed. Say Pashat like the Ran did from the Gemara. You don't have to bring in Mimercha k'tovi lach mocham in Chol HaMoed. Uvi yosel tamua. The Ritva himself writes, "Behemshech Devar of the Umas of Chiyamina, the Teretz of the Gemara, Bittul Malacha, Kol Mashmalan, Metafilu, Sheish Lalav Nami Isa Linyan Bittul Malacha, Avras of Rebach Shuk Yetsa Bitzah. Hare Lehedje De Medame HaRitva Avras Rebach Le Bittul Malacha." So the Ritva himself compares Avras Rebach not having extra gain to Bittul Malacha. He categorizes them together. Even if the father has, even if the father is financially stable, but still, in order to serve your father, there's bittul malacha or avaras revach. Ayin sham in the Ritva. So I didn't see it inside, but it sounds like that's what the Ritva is saying, that even if your father has money, there's still an need of bittul malacha or havaras revach, not earning extra. So you see that the Ritva compares havaras revach to bittul malacha. So why does he need the whole arichus with chol hamoed? צריך לומר בדעת הריטווה שכאן הריטווה סובר שהוא דין וגזירת הכתוב מיוחד במצוות כיבוד אביהם של אי הפסד. אחרת, שהוא מחמת שההנאה אינה מחייבת הוצאת ממון, פשוט שלצערו אסור וכנ"ל בדברי הר"ן. We have to say Bedas HaRitva. But here the Ritva holds that it's a din and a special divine decree in Mitzvahs Kibbutz that you don't have to lose. And if you think otherwise, that the pshat is that hanah, that giving your father hanah doesn't require hatsas mamon, then it's pashat that you're not allowed to be mitzarim. You don't have to spend money for his hanah, but pashat you're not allowed to be mitzarim, like the Ran says. So rather, the Ritva is learning that it's a din and it's a gzeres hakosuv, and when it comes to kibud av aim, you don't have to lose. And he holds that bittul malacha isn't called losing. Sharei mishalem hu avur scharo b'melachto. U'memela shekol sheino oseh melacha shelo natan melacha asheva kokach lo kibel alei tashlum eino lo hefsed v'lo revach. ואינו כן בעברת רווח שמקבל יותר ממה שהוציא. ולכן הוא צריך הריטפה להוכיח מכל המועד בפיתו רווח לאף הפסדו, ורק משום זה חייב הוא בחי גבלה בכיבוד אביהם. The Ritva is learning that doing malacha isn't called a hefsek. Why? Because essentially a person pays for his wages with his work. And automatically, if he doesn't do work, so he doesn't get paid. That's not a hefsek. He's not losing anything. He's also not gaining anything. He ends up even. He breaks even, as they say. Because when you get paid, you're being paid for your work. That's the exchange. So if there's no work, then there's no payment. So that's not called a loss. But it's not like that when one doesn't is ma'avir revach. It's not like that when one doesn't earn, when one could have been mekabel, he could have received more than he spent. That's what revach is, right? Revach is when you spend $10 and you get $15. So there is a loss. The Ritva therefore had to bring from Chol HaMoed that bittul revach is not considered a hefsed. In other words, he has a coat, and this coat he bought for $100, and he can sell the coat for $110. So he's not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed doesn't have to lose, but he's not allowed to have a gain. So the Ritva is explaining that bittul malacha is different than havarat revach. Bittul malacha is that I pay for my wages with my work. But if I didn't do work, so then why would I get wages? So I'm breaking out even. But havarat revach is different. Havarat revach is I spent $100 in the coat and I'm selling it for $110 and I'm losing those $10. So maybe that is a loss. So that's why the Ritva brings from Chol HaMoed, that bittul revach isn't considered a hefsek, and therefore one's mevatel revach and Chol HaMoed. And therefore, because of this, he's chayav v'chayav gavin and kibud aveim. And the Ritva concludes that we need a chiddush about bittul malacha v'havaras revach. Because we would think that even klapei kibud aveim is a din of efes ki lo yeh b'chayavya. It's a mitzvah l'chaveiro. We have a mitzvah l'chaveiro, a mitzvah to your friend. When it comes to your friend, we have a din that you don't have to be poor. You don't have to lose money for your friend. As we spoke out in previous shiur, or in a previous shiur. So gam klapei kibud aveim is a din of efes ki lo yeh b'chayavyam, because it's a mitzvah l'chaveiro. Yim ken heya patur gam b'havarat revach v'gam b'bitul melacha. So therefore, if I don't get extra earnings, or if I have to mevatel from melacha, I'm not chayiv, because efes ki lo yeh b'chayavyam. So in order not to be an avyon, I have to make sure that I get a revach, and I have to make sure that I'm not mevatel melacha. So with regard to that, the Ritva says that they're similar to each other, that kibud aveim doesn't have a din of efes ki lo yeh b'chayavya. There's no din of efes ki lo yeh b'chayavya. So you have to take the havaras revach and bittul malacha. Nevertheless, there is no obligation to lose. And that's what we get from Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, we get that it's not a loss. But you can't learn that from bittul malacha alone, because bittul malacha is no loss. Pashut, it's not a loss. Because again, I pay for my wages with my work. If I didn't do work, then of course I'm not getting wages. That's not considered a loss. So kamashmam nicholamoe, that I'm not allowed to have a rebach, that I'm not even allowed to, that it's not considered a loss, havaras rebach. Because nicholamoe, I'm not allowed to take my $100 coat and sell it for $110. Why not? Because I'm not allowed to earn extra money, and that's not called a loss. So there's no chiv to lose money. For kibbut aveim, you just have to define what losing money is. And that's the kamashman of the ritva. That losing money is not bitul malacha, pashit, as we explain, and havaras revach also is not considered losing money. Haraya cholamoy. Cholamoy is mutu davar aved, and you're not allowed to be marviach. So it must be that not earning is not considered loss. So that is a beautiful pshat in the Ritva, beautiful pshat in the Ran, advarim amukim me'od, and we still have a ton to talk about, so please stay tuned. This was the seventh Siyata Dishmaya Shir in this series, and we're hoping Yizrocha to continue and see more and more neflos, rabos, v'gedolos, mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.